from Dallas Maintenance and Places Up High. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, you may have heard about the all-new Rapid Rewards program that Southwest Airlines has launched. If not, well, we did. And to help us launch this program, we teamed up with Dude Perfect to shoot some amazing basketball shots. These guys have hit some really amazing shots. You ought to check them out. Their videos are on YouTube and now on Southwest Airlines video channels. So that means you employees can watch them on SWAT TV or, like everybody else in the world, YouTube on the Southwest Airlines channel. Now, they'll be coming out, and to give you an idea, the guys in Dude Perfect made a shot off of our headquarters deck down to the parking lot, so it's about three stories high and across the street, and one shot was made through the open rear doors of a plane. In fact, the shooter couldn't even see the hoop he was shooting at. Now, after shooting, and I can say that because they were shooting basketballs and I was shooting video, I talked to two of the members of Dude Perfect, Tyler and Corey, about being dudes and, you know, perfect. Here it goes. So I'm here with Dude Perfect. We've been doing this photo shoot. The videos are absolutely fantastic. The footage is looking great. Just wondering, I'm here with Tyler and Corey, and how did Dude Perfect come about?
Dude Perfect really started basically on accident. We were in our backyard, and we're all really competitive guys, and we love to hang out and have fun playing sports. And so I actually bet Garrett, one of the guys that's here, that if I made a shot across the backyard, then he owed me lunch for that day. And so I ended up making it on the first try. We went to lunch, came back, and decided to try and capture some more shots on film.
Yeah. But okay, so Corey, how'd the name come about, Dude Perfect?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a unique name, and everyone wants to know that, and I don't blame them. We were in our backyard the very first day everything was going on, and we only had two people back there at the time. Some of the other guys were getting back from class. And so we set the camera on the ledge of our deck in the backyard so that we could both be in the shot at the same time. And so we pressed record on the camera and looked in the screen to see if it was, you know, in frame correctly, and it looked right. And so one of the guys said, "Dude, perfect." And the camera was already recording. And so later that night when we watched it back, you know, we heard it say, "Dude, perfect." And we laughed and we said, "You know what? Let's give it a name. You know, let's kind of call it something." So we ended up calling it Dude Perfect, and it just stuck, and people liked it.
Now, did any of you play ball in high school or college?
We did. We all played ball in high school. We've got a couple state champions. My brother and I were state champions in private school, and so Cody, the tall guy, won state champion, a real public school, so he gives us a hard time for playing in the minor leagues.
Now, you've made some amazing shots. I believe you actually hold a world record. Is that true for the longest shot?
Yeah, we've actually broken our longest shot a couple times. It started, you know, with our backyard edition and then to the ranch and Kyle Field, and then we did one off the crosstower at Prestonwood and Cowboys and Reliance Stadium. And so we always try and go bigger than we have in the past, and that's our goal, is to always be able to put that next best video out there that's going to be longer and better than everything we've done
now,
before.
Now, you say Kyle Field and Cowboys Stadium like it's no big deal. The footage of that, you're up, I don't know how many feet or stories you could equate that to, and then you're throwing it down over the seats to a basketball hoop on the field.
Yeah,
how far is that?
We took a rangefinder to Cowboys Stadium, and I think it was like 75 yards, something like that, and we've even gone bigger than that now, so.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever, as somebody who is over there shooting some video on this today, have you ever made a really amazing shot that maybe was even really hard to get, and then the videographer didn't hit record?
It's happened before, but we only let it happen once. The second video we did, Tyler's at the ranch, and he was sitting on the water tower, feed tower, I guess, did a hook shot, and it went in on his first try, and we weren't filming. So we decided to never, quote-unquote, practice anymore. So that's how that went.
Well, we were practicing one with the jet stream, and was it you that hit it?
Yeah, yeah.
You hit the jet stream shot before we were even set up, so you had to hit it a second time.
Yeah.
So I'm not the guy that screwed it up. You were too early.
That's right.
We got a little excited on that one,
excited.
Probably.
Well, you were doing the testing, the what if, and how does this work, and boom, it goes in.
Yep.
Of the shots that you made today, which one's your favorite?
We've always wanted to do a jet stream shot, so we're extremely excited that we got a chance to do that. We've heard of that idea, and we thought about it a lot, and so we were pumped that Southwest let us do that.
I'd heard of an artist back in the 70s that was doing art. He would rent jets and throw paint and stuff into the jet stream and have it hit canvases. But I've never heard of a basketball being thrown into the jet stream. Actually, it was the jet stream off of the APU, the auxiliary power unit, that's really like it's like a helicopter engine or something. That's what powers the aircraft when it's on the ground, and it generates the air that the engines need to start up with. But it throws out quite a bit of air, and that's what you use to make the shot.
It works great for basketballs, too, turns out.
Any other shots planned? What's the ultimate shot? Do you have something in your head that you would love to do? Obviously, the jet stream, you can check that one off.
Yeah, I mean, we come up with ideas all the time, and we've definitely got some more up our sleeve. I mean, we definitely want to go higher and bigger and further, and I mean, maybe next time we'll try and get bigger jet engine out here and try and do something like that.
Yeah, you probably can't look at a bridge or a building and start thinking.
No, we think of everything in terms of basketball shots now. Our slogan is go big, and so we've been pumped that Southwest has allowed us to do that. And I mean, you ask what other shots, we always think, you know, Grand Canyon, Eiffel Tower. We love thinking that way.
And you have a video game coming out, iPad and iPhone?
Yeah, we do. It's really exciting. Probably one of the most exciting things that we've done so far. We've got an iPhone app supposed to release in March. And so we're really excited about that. We've been playing the beta version, and it's going to be really, really cool. And we've also actually got a book that Corey's writing, which will be out on the shelf
in
October. It's the story of Dude Perfect, basically, and all the crazy ideas, and I'm sure he can tell you a little bit more about it than I can.
How to hit amazing basketball shots for dummies?
Right, exactly. Yep, for dummies. No, it's called Go Big. And throughout this process, we've really seen that, you know, dreams really can come true. And I don't really mean that in a cliche way. We feel like, you know, if you are passionate about something and you pursue it hard enough, you really can go big. And so we've written a book that explains our story and how insane it is. And I mean, it's a hilarious story, but it also inspires other people to do their thing.
Well, you do seem to be very, if I can think it, I can achieve it kind of guys.
Absolutely. We love the whole go big idea.
Well, thanks a lot for coming out today and playing basketball with us.
No problem.
Thanks,
we really enjoyed
it.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2011. The dudes have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.